the pre- and post-game host for the New Orleans Saints, Mike Dettelier, one of our regulars, joins us on and off during the season to break down the Saints. And, Mike, I know what's going on right now in New Orleans. You're there. Tell me the emotion that went through your mind when the ball settled into Porter's hands in the fourth quarter.
You know, you and I had this conversation last week, and how good this defense comes up with big plays in the fourth quarter. And, you know, you look back, and they've only given up 55 points in the fourth quarter. I knew something was going to happen. They were going to break this game open. I just didn't know when. And my deal was, how ironic that a kid from Port Allen, Louisiana, who really wasn't recruited by LSU, goes to Indiana, ends up making the play of the game for the Super Bowl. And you know, just all the emotions of 43 years of really seeing some really bad football and to see it culminated with that. All the talk about the two quarterbacks, and they were superb tonight on both sides, and to see it done on a defensive play. I told you last week something would happen, that they would come up with a turnover late to turn the game over, and I'd be damned if it wasn't Tracy Porter.
Now, I know you're working tonight, Mike, as well. Are you going to go for the revelry after, or are you just going to stay in the studio and wait until things shake out in the morning and kind of sleep there and let the police have their way?
No, this will be revelry. It'll be an all-nighter because these people are ready to party. It is jam-packed downtown here. You can't fit too many more people. It is a wild celebration going off. And I'll be honest with you. You're talking about what sports can do to unite a community. And what it's done here has just been unbelievable. But this will be, they talk about that 24-hour rule of celebration. Well, it'll probably be for this area the 24-day rule.
Hey, let me take you back to the interception, Porter's interception. A few minutes before they get the reversal on the two-point conversion, Lance Moore's ruled to have caught the ball over the goal line. Great call, great reversal, great challenge by Sean Payton. That puts them up 7, and you're looking at the worst-case scenario being overtime, even if Manning takes the Colts down and score. Are the Saints still that aggressive on the last drive where they picked off Manning and got the touchdown if they're only up 5 at that point?
Oh, listen, they're aggressive. This is the way this football club has played all year long. Aggressive on offense. Listen, you know, you're down 10-6 at halftime and you go for an onside kick, you know, to start the second half. You don't get that. You've set Peyton Manning up with a really short field. This team has been very aggressive offensively, defensively all year long, and it's the cast of guys. Randall Gay goes down. Who comes up with a bunch of big plays in the fourth quarter? The rookie Malcolm Jenkins. And again, time after time this year, we've seen when it's been called upon, somebody steps up. Pierre Thomas, Tracy Porter, Malcolm Jenkins, Devery Henderson today. That offensive line did an outstanding job protecting Drew Brees all game long. Drew was magnificent, as he always is. Scott Shanley, again, had a big game. Real difficult assignment with him and Fujita and having to cover Dallas Clark. But time after time this year, it's been a big play guy. And then Garrett Hartley, what he did, you know, the first guy to kick 3 field goals, 40 yards plus. It's been a great team effort. This is why this football club won the world championship, because it was such a good football team as a whole. And seemingly every week it would happen. But remember, we had this conversation, how good their offense normally catch track in the second quarter. We saw that today. They started to catch their groove after a quarter of maybe a little bit of nerves. And the fourth quarter, their defense's ability to bend and bend and bend, but not give up that big touchdown, that big play, and come up with a timely fumble, interception. And, again, it was almost scripted. Exactly what we've seen all year long happened in this football game.
13 minutes time of possession in the second quarter for the Saints. We're breaking down Super Bowl 44 with Saints pre- and post-game host Mike Dettelier, who's with us via the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. And Mike, I think one thing that's going to get lost in this game, is, judging by, I know it's only been a little bit of time to react on this, but you go back and take a look at the best coach Super Bowls of all time. You go back and see Parcells beating the Bills in the Scott Norwood Super Bowl. I don't know that I've seen, that I can remember, a better coach Super Bowl than what Sean Payton did. Everything he did, being aggressive, the onside kick, the game plan, slowing down Peyton Manning. I'm trying to rack my brain. I can't think of one. Can you?
No, he did a superb job, and you bring up a great point. You go back maybe that first Super Bowl win by the 49ers when, you know, they had Montana and Ronnie Lott, but that wasn't a star-studded alignment out there, and they were able to beat Cincinnati out in Detroit. Bill did a magnificent job coaching that team up, and you look at what Sean has done here, a fantastic job managing this offense. And listen, though, and not to take this away from Sean, because I think he is an unbelievable coach, got a terrific mind, but you can be a lot more aggressive coach when you got a guy like Drew Brees pulling the trigger for you. He makes it so much simpler, and I've made this comparison before. It's like, you know, if you're a big wrestling fan, they like the Dudley Boys, you know, twin brothers from different mothers. That's what you got in Sean Payton and Drew Brees. They're connected by the hip, and you can see they both think a lot, react a lot, and also, too, got to give Big Sky a lot of credit. Last offseason, when they went out and got Greg Williams as their defensive coordinator, and Sean Payton basically gave up $250,000 out of his salary. Now, he's got that money back reimbursed, but he gave it up to bring Greg in, and what a great job he's done with his defense. This isn't one of your top 8 or 9 defenses in the NFL, but they make plays when they have to, and they come up with those timely turnovers, and that was something we've seen all season long.
He's the Saints pre- and post-game host, Mike Dettillier. Mike, as always, appreciate your time. Enjoy the party, my friend. I think Mardi Gras is going to look like a Boy Scout party compared to what you're going to see over the next couple of days. Congratulations.
You're right about that, and I'll just end it like this. Al Michaels said this 30 years ago, and it's fitting today. If you believe in miracles, yes! Saints, Super Bowl champs!